Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf, Baba Basra Kuftes Zayin. We are holding 8 lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. So Rabbi Yochanan quotes Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai as follows: Kol she'ino maniach ben liyoshei. If a person does not merit to have a son to take his place, so he doesn't have a ben. And the Mefarshim explain, of course, the Yad Ramah adds that, you know, we're talking that it's his fault. He wasn't involved in marriage. He wasn't involved in an effort to leave over, to leave behind his son. Or, according to others, his avarice, his misdeeds caused this type of situation that he has no son that he's leaving behind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Molei Olav Evra. Hashem is filled with anger on him. How do we know? K'siv Hocha V'Avartem Es Nachlosa. Here the Pasuk says, V'Avartem. If there's no son, transfer to the daughter. We have the Lashon Ha'Avartem, U'Ksiv Hasim, and elsewhere, regarding the phenomenon of Gehenna. We have Yom Evra, Hayom Ahu, that day will be a day of Evra, of anger. So we equate the two concepts. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Asher Ein Chalifa Islamoi, there's no replacement for him, nobody to take his place. V'lo Yoru L'kim, that denotes a lack of fear of heaven. He's lacking in his spiritual standing. Again, we're speaking about one who doesn't have offspring to replace him. But there's a machlokes actually, if it pertains to a son, or perhaps to a student, to a Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan has a machlokes with Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Chadam 1 explains, Kol she'eino maniach ben, the pasuk is speaking to one who doesn't leave behind a child. He doesn't have a son to take him over. V'chad omar kol she'eino maniach ben, kol she'eino maniach Talmud. The other one learns that in chalif aslami means he failed to transmit his Torah to students, so we're speaking about somebody who has the ability, but fails to do so. And as a result, he doesn't have continuity. So this is machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon Levi. Are you faulting the fellow without the son or without the Talmud? So who said what? This time we can prove, we can conclude, the Rabbi Yochanan who the Amar Talmud, the Rabbi Yochanan was focused on the Talmud. That's the critical point, leaving behind a Talmud. But a son, okay, that's just a matter of, you know, mazel or fate. That's not as critical as a Talmud. A Talmud is in your hands, in your ability to teach and to transmit Torah. How do we know that Rabbi Yochanan had that opinion? That the Talmud aspect is more critical than the son aspect, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Dein Garmei, Rabbi Yochanan would go around to a Beis Ha'aval to console mourners, and he would say, look, I can fully understand what you're going through. I sympathize with you. Look, in fact, Dein Garmei, this is the bone, the tooth or whatever, the Asira Bir, of my 10th child that I lost. Now, if it was really reflective of his good standing, he wouldn't be demonstrating the fact that he lost all his sons. Apparently, to Stein, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Talmud. According to Rabbi Yochanan, a Talmud is more critical than a son. And that's why he would go around demonstrating his, himself being, childless. Okay, umid Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Talmud. Once we've established that, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Talmud is critical. So his opponent, Rabbi Shimon Levi, his disputant, right, apparently has the same view about the son, Amar Ben, that leaving behind his son is more critical than a Talmud. Really? Rabbi Shimon Levi. But Rabbi Shimon Levi himself, he wasn't accustomed to going to visit the mourner's home. It was, Bitol Torah, the Rashbam says, Lehoya, Reitzel is Batam Limuda. He wouldn't give up Torah for that, for a standard Beis Ha'aval. But he would make an exception. For whom? Ela Lebeiman, the shachiv b'lei bani. A person who passed away without any sons, that's terrible. The chsiv, b'chu, b'chay, l'hoylech, go cry for the hoylech. What does that mean? What does l'hoylech mean? V'amar vidam arav, l'hoylech b'lei ben zachar. According to the Bach, he changes it to l'hoylech b'lei banim. He passed away childless. That's terrible. He has no continuity. He has no hemshech. And this is Rabbi Shimon Levi. Now, if according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, a lack of ben zachar, a lack of offspring, denotes a lack of yiras shamayim, then why would he necessarily make an exception and express extra sympathy for that situation, which is really, unfortunately, but reflective of a person's low spiritual standing? Oh, so it must be. Ella, Rabbi Shimon Levi Udamar Talmud. According to Rabbi Shimon Levi, failing to teach Talmidim, that's terrible. That's what the pasuk is referring to. But going childless, it's a tragic situation and cannot necessarily be attributed to the person, and basically it doesn't necessarily denote lack of Yiras Shamayim. Okay, so once we've established Rabbi Shimon Levi, who the Amar Talmud, that the Talmud is the critical fellow, so his disputant, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ben, apparently by him, the son factor is paramount. Right? Because it's one or the other, right? We had a machlekes before. Ain Khalifa Slamay Velayor Lakim is going on a Ben or a Talmud. So if Kunda Bishama Levi it's Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan says Ben. Well then back to the question, because Rabbi Yochanan would go around demonstrating the fact that he was childless, that he had no sons. So we have a kasha, the Rabbi Yochanan, Ad Rabbi Yochanan, Astira within Rabbi Yochanan himself. And so it's more like kasha, we can answer Hadi Day, his own opinion was losing your sons is not as we don't fault him as bad as where he failed to teach Talmidim, had a rabbi, but the other Rabbi Yochanan, who quoted Rabbi Shimon Yechai, the beginning of our sugya, he held that a person who goes without banim, that's what the pasuk is referring to. Siman hadad ani v'chacham. Torosh, Rabbi Pinchas ben Chama. My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says Vadad? That was the Egyptian ruler. So what news did he hear? Shama b'mitzran ki shachav David. My voice of David passed away. V'chi meis yoyev saratzava. So all his so-called enemies passed away. So the question is, why the difference in terms? By David it says shachav, which is almost like he went to sleep. By yoyev it says meis, he died. Why is it that by David it says Shchiva? Not such a serious, deathly experience. And by Yoav it says Misa. Answers the Gemara. For this very reason. David Sheiniach Ben, because David left behind his son, Shlaima, right? Nemra by Shchiva, therefore it says Shchiva. It's not really a permanent death. It's like Marsha says, like a fellow who goes to sleep, wakes up afterwards. It's a temporary lull. David HaMelech passed away, but he was taken over. As opposed to Yoav, there it says Misa, because it was more permanent. Shalai Niach Ben, he didn't leave behind a son. And therefore, Nemar by Misa, therefore Lashon Misa is more appropriate. Ask the Gemara, really, V'Yoav lo Yoniach Ben? Yoav didn't have a son to take him over. V'Ksiv, V'Bnei Yoav, Ivad Yibani Chil, he had a son. Ella, rather, we have to tweak it. David Sheniach Ben, K'moisai, Nemar by Shchiva. By David, he left over a son, Shlaimei, who was on the same stature as David. Took him right over. So there is not really a permanent departure. Yoav shalayhi neach ben kamoisa. Yoav, although he had, but it wasn't on his level. And therefore, nemar by Misa, Misa is more fitting. Okay, another lesson from the same source, from the same Manda Omar Dorosh, Rabbi Pinchas ben Cham. Kasha anius b'tech beisa shel adam. One has to constantly daven to Hashem to give him an abundance of parnasa. Should not chas v'shalom, he should not chas v'shalom fall into poverty. Because the poverty state within a person's abode is such a difficult experience. Yoyser mechamishim makos, it's even more severe than 50 makos of Mitzrayim. How do we know? Shanama, we have the pasuk by Eiv, when he suffered greatly from all his misfortunes, but he was still wealthy. So he turned to his friends, he says, look, take it easy on me, back off. Chanuni, chanuni, atem reyai, my friends. Ki ad elokan nogabi, I was struck by Hashem's yad. Now we know that by Mitzrayim, the Lashon Etzba, finger, is mentioned. and that represents 10 makos of Mitzrayim. So Yad has 5 fingers. 10 times 5 is 50. He went through every misfortune possible, right? 50. And still, what was their response? Count your blessings. You're still wealthy. It's still not as bad as being poor, Gemara says in Nedarim. Ani chashev kemeis. It's like a meis who's dependent on others. He doesn't have his own independent identity. So that's what they told him. Karmi lechavri, his friends responded. Hishamr, al tefen, al oven. Don't complain to Hashem. Don't question Hashem's ways. Hashem is still full of compassion. Look, he's allowing you all this wealth. You'll certainly choose all your misfortunes meyoni rather than experiencing poverty. Dorash Rabbi Pinchas Bar Chama, another point. Kol sheyesh lechayla b'sech beise. If one chas v'shalom has an ill member in his family, according to a different gerusa, it says tzar lechayla, some sort of difficulty, some sort of hard time. You know where you go? To a Talmud Chacham. Yelech etzel Chacham, go to a Chacham, v'yivakesh alav rachmim, who will daven for you. According to the Meiri, the Chacham will teach you how to daven. Shenemar chamas melech malachim aves, when there's anger from Hashem, and there's malachim aves causing illness, chas v'shalom. What's the solution? V'ish chacham, a wise man, a talmud chacham, yichapreno, can clean it up. Zakla. Okay, back to the sequence of Yerusha, back to our Mishnah. Kol ha-koydim benachla, yoytzei reichai koydim. So within the sequence of Yerusha, whoever goes first, it's him and all his descendants, and only after that do we proceed to the next level. Right, so in absence of his kids, we go to the next level. Va'av koydim l'chol yotzi reicha. And likewise, a father precedes all his offspring. Bayram b'chama, we had a shayla like this. Avi ha'av, let's say we have a grandfather. V'achi ha'av. And the brothers of the father. Who takes priority? For instance, kigoyin. We pick a good example of a Rasha who died. You have Avram Avinu. V'yishmoel. Yishmael is Avram's son, who's a brother of Yitzchak, right? B'nichse Esav. Esav, the son of Yitzchak, died. He left no offspring, okay? So the next level would be, right? There's no offspring, it goes to the father. Problem is, there is no father. Yitzchak is not around anymore. So the choice is between Avram, the grandfather, versus Yitzchak's brother, Yishmael, who's the uncle of Esav, who goes first. So if Yitzchak was around, Yitzchak goes first. He goes before his brother. But if there's no Yitzchak, so the question is, do we stick to that level, that generation? So instead of Yitzchak goes to Yishmael, the brother, or straight to the father of Yitzchak. He goes before Yishmael, who's Avram's own son. So a father goes before his sons, and that's the answer. Which one takes priority? Amarava, very simple. Tashma, the Mishnah says, Ha'av, whenever we have a father versus the father's kids, who gets first? The father. Ha'av koidem l'chol yoytzi reicha. So in this case, Avram gets before Yishmael. Pretty simple. V'rami b'achama. Now, Rami b'achama, although he could have answered this question very simply, agav churvei, due to his heavy involvement in the next halacha, right? He was sort of distracted with his charifus, with his sharpness, and the other. The next question, lo ayin ba. So, he didn't achieve this clarity, but of course, it's a pretty simple solution. So what was Rami Bar Chama's more advanced question? Boy Rami Bar Chama. Let's say we have a choice between a grandfather and the mace's brother. Okay, the previous question was the grandfather versus the uncle. Right, so Esav passed away. And the choice is Esav's uncle or Esav's grandfather. Grandfather goes first because the grandfather is the father of the uncle, and the father always precedes his own offspring. That's pretty simple. What about if you're faced with a choice between grandfather, so that's two generations up, the other choice is the mace, his brother. That's all the way down here. It's his own brother. Which one goes first? Shall we say, well, of course brother goes first, because we haven't gotten, to the point of two generations away. We're still dealing with the locals in the current generation. So brother goes first. Right? Typically, it goes first sons, then father, then brothers, then siblings, right? There's no father, only grandfather. So perhaps siblings go first. Or do you say no? A grandson is like a son. So don't look at it like Avram is two generations back. No. It's like his own father. It's like Esav's own father. In which case, of course, a father precedes his offspring, the siblings of the departed. Right? That's the shaila. Interesting shaila. Boy Rambachama. You have Avia Av Ve'echav, a choice between grandfather, that's one choice, or the brothers of the departed. Keep going, for instance, in our previous case, we have Esav who passed away. Esav left no descendants. He's a Rasha, right? So you have a choice between, and Yitzchak Avinu is not around anymore. So you have a choice between Avraham Avinu, who is Esav's grandfather, or Yaakov, who is Esav's brother. He's going, Avraham and Yaakov, B'nichse Esav, Ezem Em Kodim, which one takes priority? Amar Rava Toshma. Look at the Mishnah. Ha'av Kodim, L'chol, Yetzir Reichai. That since Yaakov is a descendant of Avraham Avinu, although grandfather, a grandson, but he's a descendant. So Avraham takes before Yaakov. Okay, so again, the question was, shall we say that when Esav passes away, it's like Yitzchak, the father, took it over and now goes to his own father, Avram? Or do we say no? It goes directly to Esav's brother, Yaakov. And the answer was Avram. Okay, Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama apparently wasn't clear about this. Why? Because in the Mishnah you can say, yeah, Yotzi Recha Shaloi. A father precedes his own descendants, his own offspring, his own kids. But not his own grandsons. That's, you know, too far down. Who says he takes priority over the son's kids? In this case, Yaakov goes before Avraham. In fact, it would appear that this, in fact, is true, that Yaakov goes before Avraham. Diktani. Because the mission says, Zaklau. We have to follow the following formula. Whoever is, you know, further up on the priority list, right? In terms of Yerusha, Yoitze Yerechai Koidman. So not just he himself takes priority, but his kids as well. Right? Now, Ve'ilu Yisei Li Yitzchak. Suppose Yitzchak Avinu would still be around. Of course, he would go first. Right? He would go before his father Avram in terms of Esav Yerusha. Yitzchak Koidim, Sashta Nami, the lesser Yitzchak. So now as well, although Yitzchak is no longer with us, who takes the place of Yitzchak? Yaakov. Right? Because, as we learned many times, when a person passes away, first it goes to his kids and then to his father. Yaakov Koidim. So here as well, you can't just, you know, leapfrog over Yitzchak and go straight to Avram. It's as though Yitzchak took it over. And then died, so to speak, and then who gets from him? Yaakov goes first, and then, if there's no Yaakov, it goes to Avram. Yaakov Kodim, Shmamina. So, that was Rami Bar Chama's Raya from the Mishnah, right? That was the alternate way of learning the Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara seems to conclude that way. Shmamina, that in fact, this is the proper approach to this Shaila, that when there's a choice between siblings or grandfather, siblings go first. Okay, so in summary, we learned about the importance of having Siyata D'Shmaya, to be Mamet Talmidim, to leave behind descendants who can take over for the parents. And we have the difference of Lashonis. By David HaMelech, he had merely a Shechiva because he left behind his son, Otzadik, took his place. We learned about davening to protect from Anius. We learned about going to Achacham to daven for us. And we learned about a choice between grandfather versus uncles. In that case, grandfather goes first. But grandfather versus siblings go first. Surah Tavis, all the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rabba.